world's oldest scriptures, the Vedas. All this we know about the Aryans from their literature. But as writing was not known in India until about 600 BC, how could they have had a literature? It was not in books at all. These ancient Indians stored in their memory everything they discovered and passed it on from teacher to pupil. This was called Veda, knowledge, and the language was an early form of Sanskrit. Scholars say that such was the Aryan power of memory, in all those centuries the Vedas were not changed in any important way. Imagine what your schooling would be like if nothing could be written down. This knowledge was collected into four Vedas by a sage named Vyasa, which is just about the first name we have in Indian history. To understand what these writings are all about, we must first look at Aryan society. At the head of it stood the priests, who knew the rituals and mantras, formulas, for the sacrifice. After them came the warriors, then the artisans, farmers, and merchants, and finally, the common laborers. It was the priests who preserved all the higher learning, and that is why they were respected throughout the centuries as the superiors of the caste system. In the first half of the Vedas are collected their prayers, hymns, and formulas used at the sacrificial fires. The Vedas are primary scriptures. All later ones, such as the Puranas, are secondary and may be added to in the future. God's book is never closed. The concept of sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? It means giving up something we like. Sometimes we do this with the idea of getting something better for it. That is a sort of bargain. Sometimes we do it with a better motive, because we love God or another person and want to make him happy. And occasionally we even feel like giving up all we have. The entire history of Hindu religion can be seen in this way. It began in a bargaining spirit, with the early people offering into the fire in hope of reward. In later centuries, God himself was born to them in several forms, and, as in the Gita, taught them to work unselfishly, sacrificing selfish hopes and interests, and to love God for his own sake. Many centuries later, they learned further from Vivekananda and Gandhi a new kind of sacrifice for the sake of the nation.